Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Again, how are you today? This is Genevieve. And welcome to Genevieve's Gems, the program that shares God's Word from a Christian, queer, and queer perspective. And I trust that your first Sunday in February is going well for you. And I just hope that God has blessed you in a wonderful way today. As we go into today's episode, we're going to Book of Matthew in chapter 10. This is where Jesus called people who were going to be his disciples. In the first part of chapter 10. Yeah, you know, you got Peter and Andrew. You got James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. You got Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon, the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, as we know, who betrayed him. We go to verse 5, and this part I like to share. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instruction: go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, and go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers, without demons. You receive without payment, give without payment. Pay no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, no tunic, or two tunics, or sandals, or staff. The laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is in it. Find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come to it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. Now as we go later on, we go into the Jesus talks about persecution started becoming. Go back to verse 5, go nowhere among the Gentiles. Okay, now I didn't want to exclude the Gentiles. He just said it wasn't the time for it. Jesus instructed them to go to the lost sheep, which is the Jewish people. As you see later on chapters, particularly when you go further into the New Testament, the apostles go to the Gentiles, most notably the apostle Paul. Now, what I want to talk about today was mission in 12. I titled this, I Must Go to Other Towns. As you see, Jesus, after he gave the instructions to the apostles, he went out and shared the message in other towns and cities. And one thing when you go to start a new mission, you may not know what's going to be there. Oh yeah, you may know the people there. You know there's a place that needs to be here in the good news. You don't know what you're going to meet with. You know, you're going to a place that may be hostile. They're going to a place that may be receptive. Otherwise, you know, either way, you don't know. It's like when you travel to another country, you don't know what's there. You don't know what's expected. You don't know what's going to be there for you. It's a change in everything. But God had a mission. There's a mission for them to accomplish. As we go through the the rest of the chapter. I won't read it. I won't read the verses, but in your spare time, you can attend to Matthew. Now, one thing I did know is when you do something new, when I became a Christian, knowing a whole new life, there's a whole difference of life. Nothing, you know, what I did before, I didn't want to do anymore. It was a whole new life. And I didn't know what laid ahead. God knows. It's just like with your life. You know, sometimes when you take on a new journey, you know, you may not want to realize ahead, but trust God because He knows what's ahead. Now, I know the apostles, they might have been scared. They might have been nervous, you know, when they went in, you know, with a message in Jesus' name. Now, one thing to remember is that God is with you wherever you go. He'll be with you when you have a job interview. You know, he'll be with you when you may need some surgery, or when you go into a new environment. You know, remember that God is with you wherever you are. Now, Jesus, let's go to the beginning of the first verse of chapter 11. In Matthew. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim this message to others. So he instructed the apostles on what they were to do. And then afterwards he went about from there to teach and proclaim this message in other cities. And we have to do the same. When I transitioned, I knew it was going to be a different life. Now, I didn't know where it was going to take me. I had no idea. I didn't know what was going to lie ahead, how it would be received. But in faith, I was able to move ahead. And many people who are of trying to experience have done that. Yes, you're going to get your naysayers, you're going to get people that flat out don't like you because of who you are. But just remember, you know, it's your journey, anybody else's journey, each person in their lives, no matter who they are, has their own journey. And when you go on a journey, you know, the lessons are for you specifically. And I'd say it's been quite a journey at times. And sometimes we may have to give an account of why we are who we are. Share a message with people who ask me about who I am, what I am, my friends' experience. And I've had to share on occasion. And perhaps this, you know, I, you with me being trained, I use my mission, the mission that God is giving me. And everyone has their own mission. And with God on your side, you know, you need not fear because God has you covered. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, not always going to be easy, but no, you're always going to have those who will be against you, as I mentioned earlier. But the most important thing is you continue going on. Because in the end, you learn lessons that need to be learned. And in turn, there may be others that you share your message with. That's when Jesus went about in other villages and the people and the apostles went in other villages. They're sharing something either the people didn't know about or people didn't know about, but maybe their spirit needed to be rekindled. See, there was hope. You know, restore the hope. See, there was hope. You know, remember the people under Roman rule. But, you know, Jesus' message brought hope to many. Brought some hope to many people. I'm sure many people were touched and stirred and receptive to God's message, Jesus' message. And when we share the gospel, when we share his message, you know, there are people who will be receptive to it. There are people who will be receptive to, you know, whatever, you know, God puts in your heart. When I share about my life, you know, as a trans person, you know, some people will be receptive to it. Very granted, there are people who didn't understand. I get that. I understand that. But there were people who were receptive to it. And there are people who are maybe receptive to it that maybe you don't see. So you could be a walking book to somebody. You know, somebody here could see, okay, your life's different, you're living your reality. And then they say, maybe I can do this. And that's what Jesus did. He brought hope. He brought hope to people. He was saying to people that there is another way. That there is a place where you can have joy and hope and peace. Where you can experience a life-changing event. And this is where God has you. You know, when you give your life to God, when you ask Christ to come into your life, he gives you a purpose in your life. You know, to you, you know, to him, you matter. It doesn't matter who you are and where you come from. You know, you matter. Contrary to what you may hear, you know, you matter as an individual, you matter. And God cares about what happens to you as an individual. I encourage you to, you know, I leave a message to you, you know, to keep going on, keep continuing, keep on keeping on. Then you ask them. And trust him. Don't give up because there are better days ahead. And this is Genevieve for Genevieve Stems. And I pray that this message has helped someone. And I just pray that your day will be a blessed day. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll be receptive to this message. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.